If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Hello and welcome to Bend the Knee, a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt, just me this week. Jimmy and I had a little bit of scheduling conflicts that came up this week, but we did have a House of the Dragon trailer that I'm going to talk about. I just rewatched it again, and yeah, I mean, I think the word teaser is far more accurate for this. They were billing it all as a trailer, and then now I see, even looking at it, that suddenly they've changed a lot of the language on it to call it a teaser trailer, because that's what it was. It's like a minute and 39 seconds. I kind of feel the same way I did when I watched the other teaser that we got, was it 2 months ago or something, where, I mean, it's more of the same. And I mean that in both the best and worst way possible, in that my expectation is high. I feel like it'll definitely be better just given the subject material of what season 3 is going to be. We know that we're going to carry over from some of the stuff of season 2. You can see a little bit of that in the trailer with, you know, the battle, the first battle that we see right in the ocean, where we know some of the big things are going to happen. I try to keep this maybe spoilery free. I don't know if we're going to see the Battle of the God's Eye this season, but I will say some of the cool stuff real quick before I get over to more dive into my sentiment about and just thoughts about where House of the Dragon kind of sits right now. We see Rhaenyra hallucinating. I think that is very cool. We see you see a lot of the fallout. We see what's going to happen now that Aegon is gone and is out of the Red Keep. And I think we see Daemon, we see this shot of blood with him on his face looking happy. Aegon says he wants to kill his brother. We see some of the Starks. Yeah, Kristen Cole looks like everything's, all hope is kind of lost. You know, look to the sky. And that's kind of it. I mean, that's, you know, just shots of dragons and fighting and stuff like that. So I definitely feel like they sort of build this as a trailer, but it was really far more of a teaser. So again, I think it's cool. I think it's going to be great. I have no doubt. I think the problem with House of the Dragon right now is twofold. And I've been saying this for the past couple of weeks, anytime Jimmy and I talk about it, is that one, House of the Dragon season two left a little bit of a sour taste in everyone's mouth, being, you know, cutting out the big battle. And two, we've had a Night of the Seven Kingdoms in between. And not only was it an amazing, phenomenal show, which House of the Dragon season three certainly could be. I mean, it looks just like everything we've expected from peak Game of Thrones television. So, you know, even in season two, we had one of the highest rated episodes of all Westeros TV with Rhaenys' death. And so if that's what we're getting this season and that's what it's looking like, then that's going to be awesome and it's going to be great. The problem is, again, the sour taste by the end of House of the Dragon season two, and A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms has come in, and not only has it been phenomenal, and not only is it still fresh in our mind because we just saw it in January and this is coming out in June, but it's a completely different tone. And so that in itself is like exciting and different. And right now I just kind of feel like, ooh, I want more of that. So I feel like it'll probably be like even episode two, just judging on my mindset of it. Like episode two is where I'll be like, okay, I'm back into the mode of House of the Dragon. You know, I mean, and other things have done this, you know, like Star Wars and some of the Marvel shows where there's just multiple shows in the same year that are very different. And so it's kind of hard, I think. And this, it's definitely a balancing act. We're going to have to see how they balance this with different shows, because this is the first time that Westeros is facing this. You know, Marvel and Star Wars have certainly had that to deal with, where what was the year you had like Moon Knight and She-Hulk and maybe like Loki, and you know, it's like all these different shows. And Star Wars had that with like Andor and Acolyte and, you know, Book of Boba Fett and Kenobi and Mandalorian. And so it's just like you do this balancing act of going back and forth between two shows that have a very different tone in them. And so it's just like A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is more fresh in my mind. And that's just kind of what Jimmy and I have been saying. But, you know, back to this trailer, it is cool. It is everything you would ever want from the Game of Thrones successor. I said that when I saw the previous trailer. I said that when I saw the previous teaser. And it's not like House of the Dragon season two didn't have epic moments in the back half. You know, like the dragon pit scene was freaking amazing. I was so stoked when Rhaenyra and her crew, you know, all are there with all the dragons saying like, hey, bring it on. So cool. There's just, I mean, that's what I expect from this season. This season is going to be far more war. There's going to be far more bloodshed. All of that building that season two did. And, you know, Jimmy and I have said this as well. Once you watch this whole thing streaming, like once the whole show is out, that season two finale is not going to feel nearly as bad as it does for us as we're all sitting here watching it. So, again, without going like too deep into spoilers, I mean, the big thing, Rhaenyra's sister, he has a dragon. Not Rhaenyra, geez, Allison's brother, who was, you know, Otto Hightower's son as well, and his army coming in, who I'm just blanking on the name right now. But, yeah, I mean, it looks good. I mean, it looks like everything we've seen. We get a shot of Aemon sitting on the throne, and that's going to be a big deal, right? Because Aemon is sitting here on the throne, and then I do love how they have the line then cutting to Aegon, talking about, I'm going to kill my brother or die in the attempt, which is something that, you know, isn't happening in the books and they're going to expand on. And I think that's one of the coolest arcs that House of the Dragon sees just in general is going to have, is perhaps this rivalry between Aegon and Aemon. And that will actually might be kind of the counterpoint to Rhaenyra and Daemon. And are their forces going to be aligned? Are their ambitions going to be connected? Because clearly it doesn't seem like it if Aegon doesn't even trust Aemond anymore. So that, I think, is going to be, even from this trailer, a big key part. We do see Larys strong here because he's with Aegon. You just see a frame of him, but just nice to see him in the trailer. And then, hey, the wolves, the Stark, the Northermen coming down, just love to see that. Just anytime we get to see a Stark army again is fantastic. So, like I said, they said it's a trailer. It's definitely far more of a teaser. This shot of Vhagar here, too, towards the end of this, just like circling around and just burning, looks awesome. I mean, it's Westeros. It's House of the Dragon. I mean, I feel like we're still going to have to get one more trailer, and maybe there will be like what they'll call like an official trailer. That's like a 2-minute trailer. And remember, a lot of this stuff is also like early in the season with these teasers and things. Like, it's usually only stuff from the first 3 episodes. So I think that's definitely something to keep in mind. I mean, my guess is that a lot of the stuff you're seeing in this teaser trailer that came out this week is literally, I wouldn't say anything beyond episode 3. I would say it's mostly episode 1, actually, to be fair. So, looks great. All right, guys, with that, Jimmy and I will be back next week, and we will be continuing with our Game of Thrones rewatch, which I saw a lot of people sign up on Patreon and Apple to check out that as well. So also, just real quick, if anybody wants to specifically only watch it on YouTube, they do have like a premium version over there. It's really the only way to do video of it, because Jimmy and I do record it in video, but it's just one of those things where Patreon only allows for so much video time, and then they boot it off, and I would certainly want people to have like access to it forever, the video version, especially if you're like, you know, it's part of the Patreon type of a thing. So if anybody wants that, just let me know, and just email me so I can kind of gather thoughts on that, and then maybe I could start the YouTube version of that as well. So all right, guys, with that, as always, thank you for watching, thank you for listening, and remember that winter is coming.